From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The White House late Monday issued a warning that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad may be preparing another chemical weapons attack. Regional analyst Anthony Billingsley said the White House is letting Syria know early on that it is watching the situation closely. But Billingsley said he does have some concerns.
My fear is that, in fact, it could be a much more serious danger this time because we've had incidents over the last few weeks of the shooting down of a Syrian aircraft, the shooting down of a Syrian drone, and the Russians warning the US and allied air force that they would regard anything in the western part of Syria as a hostile aircraft.
Mr. Assad said in an interview earlier this month, he insisted he does not have chemical weapons or the means to make them. A new and highly virulent outbreak of data scrambling software caused disruption across the world on Tuesday. Following a similar attack in May, the fresh assault paralyzed some hospitals, government offices, and a major international corporations in a dynamic demonstration of how easily malicious programs can bring a halt to daily life. Ukraine and other parts of Europe were hit particularly hard by the new strain of ransomware, software that locks up computer files with all but unbreakable encryption and then demands payment for its release. The origins of the malware remain unclear. Researchers picking the program apart found evidence its creators had borrowed from the leaked National Security Agency code, raising the possibility that the digital havoc had spread using U.S. taxpayer-funded tools. For additional information, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.